92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin is bracing for an invasive species that could be headed our way. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and DACAP are looking for signs of the hemlock woolly attlejid. This tiny insect could threaten millions of hemlock trees in the state. It's currently found in Michigan, and every once in a while, it'll be seen in tree nurseries here. But as far as we know, it is not in wild Wisconsin forests just yet. State officials are now setting 3D-printed traps coated in petroleum jelly across 30 sites. Combating the spread of invasive species is now a major focus. The emerald ash borer is in every county in Wisconsin and could kill 99% of the state's ash trees. Meanwhile, an unlikely team of Wisconsin lawmakers is working on a new bill that would help organic farmers. Lisa Hale reports.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Derek Van Orden have introduced bipartisan legislation seeking to support organic food producers. According to a press release, the Domestic Organic Investment Act would make the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Organic Market Development Grant Program permanent. The Organic Market Development Grant Program seeks to increase the capacity of the domestic organic product supply chain, help producers modernize their operations to make them more efficient, and establish better markets for organic products. It also covers feasibility studies addressing barriers to entry for historically underserved entities and supports promotional activities aimed at expanding the organic product market. The lawmakers say the market for certified organic sales grew to over $71 billion in 2024, but domestic organic acreage is not keeping pace with that demand.
If you're in the giving spirit, now is a great time to donate blood. As we focus on loved ones, deal with winter weather, and travel, donations tend to drop around the holidays. Data shows only about 3% of eligible Wisconsinites give blood. Scott Martyr from the American Red Cross.
The need for blood is constant. Every 2 seconds, someone in this country needs a blood transfusion. And it could be for any one of a bunch of reasons. People battling cancer, mothers who are facing complications during childbirth, or accident victims who need emergency surgery. The Red Cross urges donors during the holiday months to come out and donate.
Not all the time, but often when you donate, your blood will stay here in Wisconsin. You can even download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, and you can track where your blood goes and where it's used.
Let's say we're short on B negative blood. We can ship blood from other areas here into this area so that there's enough B negative blood so that patients can receive that care.
Right now, there's not a shortage, but they're asking for more O-positive donors. Nearly 40% of people are O-positive, and more than 80% of people can receive O-positive blood. Isabel Anderson, also from the Red Cross.
That's really important because it's the most used blood type in hospitals. So we're really looking for people of all blood types, but especially if you have that O-positive blood type, we'd love you to come in and roll up your sleeve and donate.
And if you're not even sure what your blood type is, you can still go to donate and they'll be able to tell you right then and there. The process only takes about an hour, and Anderson suggests making it a holiday tradition. Go with friends or family to make it more fun.
It's really so simple and easy and very quick. There are 744 hours in December. Can you give us one to donate blood and help save lives?
To donate, you can go to redcrossblood.org. As we close out 2025, we're highlighting some of our best stories from the last year. Lisa Hale covers an organization aiming to help children on what can be the hardest day of their lives.
When there's an accident, fire, an arrest, or situation that puts children in crisis, calming them, distracting them, oftentimes falls to the first responders.
In these reach bags are a variety of books that the responders will carry in the squad car, the fire trucks, and the ambulances. So when they encounter a child in crisis, they have these valuable resources.
Kate Mann is the executive director of Reach a Child in Madison. Her organization supplies first responders with bags filled with books to help them connect to children in crisis.
And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way. That doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
Reach a Child applies for grants and seeks donations at reachachild.org to cover all costs.
Speaking as a first responder, you know, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis.
About 350 first responder groups have Reach a Child tools. Mann says it's her goal to get the bags to all 600 first responder organizations in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
A reset for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in meetings today, reviewing what went wrong in their 41-24 loss to the Ravens at Lambeau Field. I talked to Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think we all got to look in the mirror. I mean, from the top down, coaches included, I think we got to look in the mirror and, you know, have a reality check on, you know, what we need to do to either give more or, you know, or to do more for this team. The things that we need to fix and go ahead and correct them.
The Packers and Vikings game has been moved to a noon start this Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte tonight to take on the Hornets. Milwaukee with a 112-103 win over the Bulls Saturday. It was Giannis' first game back from a calf injury, playing limited minutes.
We wanted to save minutes in the first half so we can have him three rotations in the second half. I mean, he obviously hated that. I think the second time we took him out, I thought he was going to go nuts. But it is what it is.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
Windy with some light snow and blowing snow this morning. The snow will end, the wind will die down, and conditions will gradually improve as we head into this afternoon. Our high today in the mid to upper teens. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 7 above. Tomorrow, more light snow with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.